Hello, my name is Don. I'm the director for Bibles for Asia, for the United States and Southeast Asia. And our role is to reach the least reached and unreached through Bibles for Asia ministries. I think for the sake of his own protection, because I got to be careful what I tell you, because he is a high profile pastor, watched closely by the communists and the police. It's just a miracle they didn't kill him. Mm-hmm. And God's just amazingly protected this man. Mm. But as a result of everything, and I don't take any credit for this, but God's worked on his heart. I know he's personally led over 2,000 people to Christ. He has trained at least 14 pastors, and his heart is to build a Bible training school that every language can come to and study to prepare to be pastors and evangelists for Christ. And, I mean, he's got a huge vision. And he's probably in his late 40s. But he was like the Apostle Paul. He would go into villages to recruit people for the Communist Party from the tribal minority ethnic people groups. And if he found a Christian, he would have them tortured, beaten, put in prison, or killed. And that's what he did. He was a communist leader who had a mother who was given 1 week to live. Cancer had consumed her body. A Christian tribal person in one of the villages where he tortured the people came to him and said, "I'm going to pray for your mother. And if you would believe in Jesus Christ, I know my God has the power to heal your mother and save her life." And he said, "I've already been praying for your mother that God would save her life." And he said, well, he told the Christian in the village, he said, "If your God can save my mother, I'll become a Christian." Well, his mother was given a week to live. She was so bad, she couldn't eat, couldn't get out of bed. The day after, he met and prayed with that man. The man went back to the village to see his mother. His mother was in the kitchen up cooking. And he said, "Mom, what are you doing up?" You know. And the mother said, "I've been healed. I have no pain. My pain is gone. I can eat." And he said, "I think this Christian's God has healed you like he prayed for." He went back to the Christian and said, "I want to know your God. I want to know about him." He gave him a Bible, and the man started reading the Bible for 2 years. And the Holy Spirit spoke to his heart, and he resigned from the Communist Party. And he committed his life to Jesus Christ, and immediately started recruiting people, going to the villages where he had threatened them, tortured them, beaten them, had them put in prison. And everybody thought, "Oh, are you kidding me? This is not the same man, you know." And he said, "No, I'm not going to torture you. I'm not here to harm you. I'm here to share with you what God did in my life and how he saved my mother." And he went village to village sharing about Jesus Christ, started a church, and now has, I think as of a year and a half ago, he was just starting the 14th church. And each church has between 1 and 400 people attending. When I went to see and take him Bibles and more Bible recordings and Good News CDs, he told me, he says, "Don, I would like you to share my testimony and what you could go back to America and ask people to pray for, that, you know, we need more recordings, more audio in more languages and more Bibles." And he said, "That's my request, to go back to America and ask people to pray for us and to pray for our vision to have the biggest Bible school that would have the love of Christ to every language group of people in the country." And God blessed us with allowing us to transport with all of our teams together with over 1 million Bibles into one communist country. And we saw quickly, that after about 3 years, we realized that there were so many people in different Asia countries that could not read or had health or eyesight problems, and 60 to 82% of the people, if they had a printed Bible or printed gospel materials in their heart language, could not read it. And as a result of this, it was a burden on our hearts. And as we recruited people to join Bible teams, we began hauling various recordings to start with. And then we also saw that after a couple of years, that how could we be a part of reaching the unreached and even many least reached tribal areas and villages in several countries with God's word for evangelism purposes, to share the gospel message with them, and to give them the accurate Bible stories that they would understand in their own heart language. That began a new era for Bibles for Asia. We were blessed by meeting Global Recordings Network when we began a partnership relationship to take thousands of CDs in about 6 languages with the good news into several restricted communist countries. So very quickly, things spread to about 30 to 35 languages about 3 years ago. And so God has began a mighty work. Our goal is to have every single language that will have all of the Global Recordings scripts, so that these people will have several years of not just learning God's word, but applying it and becoming the disciple makers to the third generations of all ages in those villages. And it's our privilege, and we praise the Lord for being a part with Global Recordings Network. It's been a blessing that has allowed us to reach tens of thousands of people with the gospel message, and to see thousands upon thousands in, we know, 3 countries that we've been able to reasonably track, just the tip of the iceberg of what God is doing.